Soko izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza seWashington DC.
Ngena kuStudio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 10 kumabasa 2032 ngoGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, imuli kamuyi uElvis Nyathi obulwe ngokukhandwa ngamathe nokutshiswa kwele South Africa ithi amalungiselelo okungcwatshwa kwakhe eZimbabweni asekusibanga esiphezulu.
Sibona ngathi inamba yabantu abafuna ukuhamba baningi ngoba le nto iye yathinta abantu abaningi phela in all parts of Zimbabwe and other countries and continents.
Zebe indlela evalweni abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala elokuthini ke-Diepsloot kwele South Africa.
Hayi, isimo asisasihlanga shem ngoba abantu babotshwa left and right. Mina ngifike la eGoli ngo-2004. Yebo bekubotshwa kodwa bekungekho ngale ndlela le.
Umkhokheli webandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa wenza imihlangano labantu ezabeleni ezijeneyo. Salethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha ngezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizosizwa kulo msakazo. Imuli kamuyi uElvis Nyathi obulewe ngokukhandwa ngamatshe nokutshiswa kwele South Africa ithi amalungiselelo okungcwatshwa kwakhe ekhaya koBulawayo asekusibanga esiphezulu. Uthi uzokhumalo zipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
UMnumzana Mphathisi Ndlovu ongumzala kamuyi uNyathi utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi sebesenza amalungiselelo okugcina andubani balubhekise ekhaya. Amalunga emuli abekuthena endaweni ezijeneyo eGoli lamuhla kuqoqa imali kanye lokulungisa uhambo. UNdlovu uthi ofisi yommeli weZimbabwe kwele South Africa ibaxhumanisele nenkampani yemingcwabo iZororo Phumlani esihle yathembisa ukuthwala umngcwabo wonke kungelanhlawulo. Kodwa-ke uNdlovu uthi lokhu beludinga olunye usizo.
Sibona ngathi inamba yabantu abafuna ukuhamba baningi ngoba lento iye yathinta abantu abaningi phela in all parts of Zimbabwe and other countries and continents. So if besingathola nje ibus okanye amabhasi ukuze abantu abafisa ukuhamba mhlawumbe imali zingekho babekwazi ukuthi bangene kulawo mabhasi sihambe siyefihla omunye wethu.
UNdlovu uthi njengemuli basasephakathi kokuqoqa ilanga uzaqhutshwa ngayo umhlangano wenduduzo kamuyi. Lobanje bekhangelele ukuthi bazalubhekisa ekhaya kuyonale iviki uthi ilanga lohambo alikaziwa. Umfo wabo kamuyi uMnumzana Godnoz Nyathi uthi ikhosikazi likamuyi uNomsa Chuma ulokhu phakathi kobuhlungu obukhulu ngalesi sehlakalo.
Hayi, usisi ukukhathazekile impela kakhulu ngalokhu okumehleleyo. Wehluleka nokukhuluma ngoba umufi ube nabantwana abawu-4, abantwana bangena isikolo manje ngoba ubaba wabantwana esetshonile manje asikwazi ukuthi abantwana bazoba yini.
Umgcini ngcebo webandla lezaphu uMnumzana Future Msebele laye obekhona kumhlangano lamhlanje uthi imva kaNyathi ithinte zonke izalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa.
Yebo, akusibo bodwa abafeleyo, sizwe sonke sifele, siZimbabwe sonke sifele. Singuzaphu siyadana kakhulu ukuthi umuntu engafa ngale ndlela.
Imuli ithi imilayezo ebivela kunhlelo zokuxhumana isithi lamhlanje lilanga lomthandazo wenduduzo kamuyi bekungasoqiniso, ngakho uZulu kufuze alinde isimemezelo semuli ngalolu daba. Imuli ikhuthaza umphakathi ukuthi bonke abafuna ukusiza kumbe ukuqoqela imuli kamuyi usizo baqale bathintane lemuli ukuze kuhleleke konke. Ngosenjalo amapholisa athi obulele uNyathi ulokhu engakatholakali lanamhlanje. Melestero 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa nginguthuso Khumalo.
Ngosenjalo abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala eDiepsloot bathi sebedlela evalweni kulandela ukubulawa kukaElvis Nyathi elokijini leli. Omunye wabo ngumnumzana Khanyisani Sibanda.
Hayi, isimo asisasihlanga shem ngoba abantu babotshwa left and right. Mina ngifike la eGoli ngo-2004. Yebo bekubotshwa kodwa bekungekho ngale ndlela le ungakhona manje. Ey, kubuhlungu ngoba uMnumzana uNyathi kufele amafufu njenge kundwa nufele nji ikale kungedone laki.
Usmanda uti.
So mina engu utabanga ayo bagichi ngabangu uti gushe uti siye vodani ekai ngoba uti singati siya buyela nje ekai yiguyo gulawa indala ngoba akukho esiza fika sikwenza kula msebenzi ekhaya. Ngiyacela bakithi asizameni ngiyazo zonke indlela. Ngiyazi kunzima kakhulu vele ukuthi singathi sithi siyaphumhamba sithi siyavota ekhaya.
Omunye njalo umnumzana Petrus Inkomo.
Ubulewe ngesihluku umfowethu. Into engingayicelisa mina kubafowethu kakhulu nabodade wethu abalapha eSouth Africa kakhulu eDeep Sloot endaweni yaseDeep Sloot. Hayi ngempela iyimbi indaba eyenzakele ku-Elvis ngoba u-Elvis bamlande endlini ukukathi kathi vele abafowethu bona ngempela mina ngihlala khona e-Deep Sloot nami ngumhlali wakhona omunye wakhona hayi abafowethu besebezenzela kakhulu umathanda ngempela kwasenesikhathi singabasola abantu be-South Africa City bona yebo banayo le ingqondo ye-xenophobic kodwa okunye nathi kakhulu sisuke sikhululeke kakhulu uma sihambile sithi masifikile ezweni labantu sesiyazenzela umathanda ukanti ke umuntu uma efikile endaweni yabantu eyisivakashi kufanele aziphathe alandele umthetho ngoba indlela ebeyenze ngakhona mina ngihlala khona e-Deep Sloot ngiyababona abafana bakithi abaningi kakhulu ebugebengini le nto eyinye abayikhulumayo liyiqiniso ngempela ukuthi nabo abantu sebekhathele ngathi ukuthi okunye kufanele siziphathe kahle
unkomo uphinde wathi
kodwa eka ndaba ka-Elvis nyathi yona ibe buhlungu ngoba u-Elvis bamlande esendlini yakhe ezihlaleni nabantu bakhe hayi indaba ebuhlungu mpela leyo iyasizisa ubuhlungu nathi kodwa okunye okuningi asike sithini masifikile sizivakashi siziphathe kahle endabeni yabantu ngoba bona abantu vele bona sebekhathaze ukuthi sesibaningi kakhulu plaza njalo futhi abantu bakithi baziphethe kabi
sixoxe njalo lo mnumzana Moses Ndlovu
ngendlela engibone u-Aaron Mthwaledi no-Policy Minister ubheke icele bakhuluma khona abalungisi udaba lolu ukubana abantu bahlalisane ngokuthula khanya ngani bona ngokwabo boyithu banolaka ngalokho okwenzakalayo vele abasafuni bantu baseZimbabwe ngoba le ndlela u-Minister we-Home Affairs ayenza ngakhona akasafuni nokurenewa i incwadi zabo ukuthi abantu bahlale kahle lapha bahlale nje bebe namalungelo okuhlala eMzansi yena akasafuni vele ngendlela ubeka ngakhona ukuthi is not renewing ama-permit abo
kuyakhala kakhulu uNdlovu
uMinister wamapholisa naye ngendlela akhuluma ngakhona uhle ubona ukuthi hayi naye uhambisana nalabo abantu babulele ubhuti lo waseZimbabwe kumele kulungisiswe ungabi uthi yena upolice minister abe naye uyaguguzela ukubana abantu vele ngoba kufe umuntu oyi-1 siyazi ukuthi bayabulala abantu ukuthi kubulawa ngabeZimbabwe kumbe kubulawa umuntu wakuphi obulala asikwazi akunabufakazi ukuthi ngabantu baseZimbabwe babulele kumbe ngabakuphi kodwa yena uma kuthiwa kubulawa abantu abafile uyabika nje ukuthi ngabantu baseZimbabwe babulele ubani bani kodwa namalokali nabo sikhona esibaziyo abayenza ukuganga kodwa ngekukho umkhombo umuntu uthi nangu umbani wenza ukuganga lapha
kulabanye abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala e-Deep Sloot abathi sokuzalele ingwe elokitshini leli ngasenelisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu leziphathamandla zikarhulumente wakwele South Africa kodwa usakhulayo uDabang Molefe okubandla le-African National Congress ohlala e-Deep Sloot uthi bonke abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala elokitshini leli kumele bephume bephele umkhokheli webandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change umnumzana Anderson Chamisa wenza imihlangano labantu ezabelweni ezijeneyo ebonga ukuba uZulu wavotela abakubandla lakhe kukhetho lwama-by elections olwenziwe mhla ka-26 Mbimbitho namhla ubesemaswingo sixoxe lomnumzana Gift Ostalo Sisiziba okubandla leli ngemihlangano kaJamisa
namuhla sisemaswingo izolo besise kontutu ziyathunqa lapho umongameli u-Advocate Nelson Chamisa ubehlangana lama-citizens champion ukubana sibonisane ngodaba lokubana sihamba njani ukuya phambili lokubonga abantu bakobulawayo siyakubonga umthwakazi omhle ngokusivotela kakhulu kuma-by-election sobe zisazisa abantu bethu abalenjongo yokuhamba lathi kuya phambili kubana sisebenza njani njalo sizayenza njani ngendaba yokubana untanga berejistu kuvota ngendaba yokubana ke itarget yethu kobulawa isuke kuhola elikumata 100,000 sesiya ku 300,000 sizahamba njani ngendaba yokubana ke amakandidates ethu labo member of parliament bethu labo councillors siyasebenza njani yilo hlelo esihamba ngalo lokulungiselela ukubana emaphandleni siyahamba njani ngenxa yokuthi ubulawayo useduze le Martinsdorp useduze le Martinsdorp sokufanele kube lo hlelo lokubana siyahamba njani ngapha emaswingi esikhona namhlanje indaba yethu ukubana inguquko ifike njani emaswingi emaphandleni
lo ngumnumzana Gift Ostalo Siziba okubandla le Citizens Coalition for Change bexoxa lo Blessing Zulu esemaswingi. Kwezemaphandleni namhla sesigabeni sebulilima East esiphupha khona lo mnumzana Trimo Mpofu ngokubhalisela ukuvota.
Phezu kohlelo oluqakathekileyo kakhulu uhlelo lokugqugquzela abantu ukuba babhalisele ukuvota ngokhetho oluzayo luka-2023. Sigqugquzela ikakhulu abatsha, sinanzelele ukuthi ngobuningi babo especially emakhaya abazali bebengakunanzeleli ukuthi nxa bebatshiya emakhaya bona be-athenda inhlelo ezishitsheneyo, inhlelo ezifanana lokuyabhalisela ukuvota, abantwana labo kuqakathekile ukuthi batholakale bebhalisile. So ngalesi sidi sikhuthaza abazali ukuthi bengatshiyi abantwababo njalo ekhaya besiqiniseko sokuthi abantwana babo bonke asebekwanisile iminyaka yokubana sebelelungelo lokuvota bangabi ngendlela yokuthi ababhalisanga ukuvota, kumele bamake sure ukuthi wonke umntwana ohlala layo ubhalisile ukuvota njalo uza kuvota.
Kuqakatheke kanganani Mpofu ukubhalisela ukuvota?
Ukhetho luka-2023 leyo luzayo lukhetho oluqakathekileyo esikhangeleleyo ukuthi yilo oluzatshintsha impilo zabantu, yilo oluzaguqula ikusasa yabatsha kuba bazibone ukuthi labo bakhula bephumelela. Ngokunjalo abatsha bakubone kuqakathekile lokho. Ikakhulu kulalabo abanye ade besithi khona izinto kazitshintshi, kumele bakubone ukuthi izinto ziyatshintsha. Abantu kabakuthathe ngayo naleyo ndlela basukume sibhalisele ukuvota njalo sisukume ngelanga lokuyavota siyevota ngobuningi kungabi lo muntu osalele emuva.
Simalapha kuhlelo lwezamaphandleni besiphopha lomnumzana Trimo Mpofu ohlala esigabeni sebulilima East esabeleni seMatabeleland South. Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizasiphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sesikhangela ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Uhulumende wakwele Ukraine futhi abantu kumele bebaleke kwezinye indawo zelizwe lapho ibutho lakwele Russia eselihlasela khona izindlu zikaZulu zezinye indawo mahlayana. Iziphathamandla zeLuhansk eDnipro lezinye zithi ibutho lakwele Russia selibhomba izikolo, izibhedlela, izindlu zabantu okwesabekayo. I-Associated Press ithi lokhu kuza ngesikhathi eleRussia libhombe isilindo sikaloliwe kwelinye idolobho ngolwesihlanu yabulala abantu bedlula amathumi amahlanu 52. Umnumzana Boris Johnson wakwele Britane uwethelekelele umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky izolo uthi akulunganga okwenziwa ngele Russia. Ibutho lakwele Russia selibulele abantu abaningi okumangalisayo kwele Ukraine. UJohnson uphinde wathi wazadingela ele Ukraine izikhali zokulwisana nelizwe lakwele Russia. I-Reuters ibika ukuba owayengumongameli wakwele South Africa umnumzana Jacob Zuma uthi kumele kususwe umtshutshisi ophethe udaba lwakhe nokuthi wenza ubukhohlakali ekuthengisweni kwezikhali esesesikhundleni. Inhlanganiso ye-Jacob Zuma Foundation ithi izozama ngamandla wonke ukuba kususwe umnumzana Philip Downer abathi wethulela intatheli zindaba imfihlo ngodaba lolu. Udaba lukaZuma lisemthethwandaba. Lokhu isikhathi sezamasiko.
Sinamasiko, 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 Sosei.
Ukhelo lomasiko lokuphila kwabantu sizo zonke namhlanje stoka ngokuqoma lokuqonywa. Asokuzina amajaha ukuphosa amazwi njengakudala. Sixoxa ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Mbosongwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko. Siyakwamukela kumhlelo ubaba Ngwenya.
Izintombi zakudala zazishelwa ngobuciko, zaziqonyiswa noma zazikhonjiswa ngobuciko babuduwe nabalaleli. Kwakuwukuthi nje insizwa mayilawa amagama amnandi. Kwakuthi nje intombi phela ezakudala kwakungelula nje ukuthi uyithole, kwakufanele umuntu azalinde mhlambe zizaphuma ziyokukhamanzi okanye ziye enkunini. Ukhombise nje umusa lokuyinakekela njengokuthi ma khona phana sezifika amanzi uncedise ekutheni zikhelela amanzi, ngoba ezakudala kukhona ezazisika emthonjeni, kukhona ezazisika wazofika futhi nazo lezi zikotsho lezi abanye bathi izibhorane. Ufike nje lawo lawo uncedise ukukotshoza laphana amanzi aphuma, ubenze nje baze bakujwayele kakhulu yona yakho leyo vele uyabe uyithagethile. Kuzathi nxa sekuhanjwa ke laphana lawo sizoyikhapha lihambisane, sizaqala nawe ukuyitshela ukuthi hey, uyazi nawe awazi ukuthi uzwani ngayo ngempela, nxa umkhangele uzutshaya lovala awazi ukuthi ngempela kwenzakalani. Kungenzeka kanjani ukuthi ngempela igcine esengumama wabantu abakumbe esengunkosikazi wakho? Yikho lapho lawo uzoqala khona ukumuzwa, ukuze umfula ngogodo ukuthi uthini.
Siyakuzwa Ngwenya, kodwa ke babevuma yini khonapho abakudala?
Vele imvamisa ukuthi okokuqala uzaqala ngempela hayi ahlanye kakhulu kwesinye isikhathi khona lokho oyabe ukuthile kugcine kudala ukuthi ubungane benu bungabi buhle kwesinye isikhathi ngempela abe sethanda ukuthi akuxwaye. Kodwa ke ngokuphikelela lokhu senza njalo umkhombisi ukuthi lothando kuye, usebenzisa wona amagama okumncoma umuhle, njalo ulesimilo futhi ke wena umuzwa ngaphakathi inhliziyo yakho nje mawuke wacabanga ngaye uvela ushaya lovalo ngalendlela lawo ekumangalisa ukuthi ngempela ngabe kwenzakalani ngaye. Yilokho nje okwenza ukuthi ngokuya kwesikhathi ke la egcine sekubonela ukuthi hayi uyangithanda lo bhuti ngempela. Kodwa ke zazingasheshi izivume ezakudala ngempela, kwakuthatha isikhathi. Ezinye izisizo zazishela kuze kuye phela umnyaka ngempela, kwenye isikhathi kusiya kufika ku-2 years elokhu engakathandwa. Kwenye isikhathi uthola ukuthi noma ekuthanda umuntu akona uyabe engamtsheli, kodwa ngokuphikelela la ukhombisa ukuzimisela ogcina unqobile.
Giba udaba lethu lwanamhlanje Ngwenya.
Hawo kwalezi insuku hawo abafana nje lamantombazana akhona sekuyilokho nje ukuthi sekutshintshile izinto seziguqukile lawe, azikhangelela ezinye izinto ekungezona ezazikhangelela kudala. Kwakusiba yikho phela ukuthi sokusiba yikho phela ukuthi umuntu wakho niyakhangela ukuthi yini azoyithola kuwe, nxa ethandana nawe, wena kuyiphi level nxa ngakwiza ngolimi lwamanje. So akusafani nakudala lapho kwakutholakala ukuthi intombi yayimthanda ngempela umuntu ngisho ngalalutho, noma nje abazali babebuye bekhangele nxa mhlawumbe leyo nsizo sizocela umlilo ukuthi ke ungabe uzala umzini onjani. Ukhangela phela nasesibayeni lapho ukuthi ngabe zikhona izinkomo, yilapho kwakuhamba kuhamba kube le nkinga. Kodwa uthola ukuthi bona ngempela babe sebethandana intombi inqotshiwe ngamagama nje fo kungekho lutho.
Siqhuba lapha kuhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje besixoxa lomnumzana Mbosongwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko. Asihlanganeni singabaphilileyo ngeviki ezayo.
Senganamasiko esimo manje nobaba mkhulu babe lobola.
Sike sizwe ezokholo lesiKristu silontungameli komo.
Kuhlelo vuselela umoya igama ngontungameli Nkomo. Lamhlanje silomfundisi uVusani Sibanda.
Sibonge baba, sibonge lakubalaleli. Siyothola incwadi yethu uDeuteronomy 18:18 lithi iBhayibheli, mina uNkulunkulu ngizophakamisa umprofeti ngiso leso sizwe kini ofana nami okhuluma ilanguage yenu, ngizofaka amazwi ami kuye. Lokho zabe kukhuluma yimi uNkulunkulu ezabe ukhuluma naleso sizwe. Bantu bakithi bahle masibheka izizwe esifana lamajuda, sibona amajuda epowerful. Why epowerful? Basahamba indlela zokukho babo. 1, 2, uNkulunkulu uzambulile kuba profeti bako oDavid basabambelele kulezandlela zokhokho babo, bayayazi identity yabo. That's why be powerful. Sibona ama Arabs ba powerful because by bazahamba ngendlela zabaprofeti babo uMuhammad basamhlonipha namhlanje. Umprofeti babo yindlela ezibaxhumanisa nesiko labo, basabambelele kwisiko labo. Nasuwa sababu nebe powerful. Aba la shangi jela za kuzo pila. Sipega ma Afrika na mshanji. Sisizu, Afrika isizwe. Afrika is a country. Zati baituwa na bamtope. Sipega ma Afrika. Sila hile indela za kuzo pila. Sila hile ama traditions etu. Zalasha ama cultures etu. Zalasha spirituality etu. That's why he sees us in our identity. That's why he sees us. Maunga emufa. Le, Africa uya the powerful. It just madini kuphi yiba the powerful. Ngoba babesahamba ngendlela behlonipha indlela abaprofeti babo. That's why uNkulunkulu bezambula. That's why uNkulunkulu bebavelela uNkulunkulu vele esizweni ngomuntu. Kuba khona lo omthethile. Uma singakamboni lo okhethwe ngumdala ukuthi azosikhokhela, kusesenzima abantu bakithi. Kumele sizwe simbone simthole lo okhethiwe. Ukuthi asikhokhele lo zobephiwe ukuthi asixhumanise lama-traditions ethu, amasiko ethu. Uthi uPaul isizwe esilahla amasiko aso sifile, uNkulunkulu sisilakhele leso sizwe. Siyisizwe namhlanje asizazi ukuthi sime kuphi, siyabuzana ukuthi manje makunje yisuka. Siyisizwe nje ngemvula kayinethi kunje kunje. Isidaka sezwe sisilakhele ngoba silahlile i-identity yethu. Identity yethu, spirituality yethu, ama traditions yethu, ama cultures yethu. Sisizwe nje, but masibona lezi zinhlanga eziphowerful, indlela ezikhonza ngayo, indlela yazo zibaxhumanisa namasiko abo. Thini Africa, indlela esikhonza, sibiza amasiko ethu demonic. That's why siyilaba abantu abanje. Unkulunkulu wezulu akasehlukanisi lesiko. Isiko lidalwe ngumdali yokuthi ke yindlela axhumana nayo nathi isiko, yindlela a-identifya ngayo. Sonke sizinhlanga sidalwe uNkulunkulu, but amasiko sihlukene, asifani ngamasiko, asifani ngam. Arabs sibala amasiko abo, Judaism bala amasiko abo, iinkolo zabo zihambisana namasiko abo. Thina silahlelayo ukuthi amasiko sawabiza amademoni, sidemoniza everything yethu thina abantu abamnyama. That's why sit. That's why kumnyama emuva ngaphambili. Sibonge fihlo Yesu lo, fihlo ehlambulukile, mfihlo yamandla. Sixolele mntase besithi siyakwazi kata sikakakwazi. Sibuyisele kwindlela zokhokho, sivule amehlo dali, simbone lo othunywe nguwe. Sivezele impawu zalo othunywe nguwe ozosixhumanisa lemvelaphi zethu, asixhumanise lamasiko ethu. Yikho siyokwazi ukuthi sixhumane nawe mntase. Siyakhuleka kuwe mfihlo yokhanya sithi
lolo bekuluhlelo fuselela umoya silomfundisi Busani Sibanda. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungameli Nkomo ungadinwa lokusasa. Kwezabatsha namhla silabatsha abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kule South Africa.
Sibanibonani kuvindebele kustudio 7 yokukhulumayo nguJustin Ncube. Sibonge ekhaya ePlantry Kondolwane. Mina ngikhuluma ngale ndaba yokubulawa kwalo mfowethu kule district LVC. Wathi uLVC Elvis Van Elvis Mnyati ukuthi bantu makube isibonelo sesihlupheke kwenela kuleli lizwe la bantu abasasifuni ngcono sibashiyeni sihambe nathi siyovuswa kungokwethu because ukuhlala sibaleka senza ngeke kusize lutho and nathi sinje sike siyekene i tribalist okukhethululana thina siyamashona amaNdebele akusifizi ngalutho lokho ngoba kuyasihluphekisa wesi ngeke kusiyakhe futhi and ngeke kusivusele ilizwe lokhana okuzosivusele ilizwe thina ukuthi sibambaneni silethele ushintshe elizweni lethu siyekene ukuhlupheka kuhloko sihlala siphephela kwamanye amazwe njengamanje sokuhlala sihamba sigijima sisabuthi sizobulawa noma yinini. So ngiyabona ukuthi into yakhona ayikho right kubuhlungu impela lokhu okuvezwe okwenzakele kumfowethu lapha no Elvis Nyathi sikhala kanye nomdeni sikhala kanye nawo konke nibe ngiqhuqhuzela bengithi abantu bafowethu nabodadetha sihambe nikithi siyovota asambe siyovusikize ake umuntu ozosivusela ilizwe lethu ngaphandle kokuthi sizivusele thina. Ngiyabonga
igama lami Edson Lobo. Okay, ngithanda ukududuza lo mdeni wakumfowethu lo odlule emhlabeni. Kana ukuthi dudu abaduduzeke naye futhi futhi inti alale ngoxolo alale ngokuthula eish bese lingihlile manje ubuhlungu lento yenzakale kuye kawo ibuhlungu lento le singamaZimbabwe lathi siyabuza ubuhlungu futhi ukuthi ayenze ngaleyo ndlela lapha nje akungumuntu ozizamela ngasomuntu oganga so eish kunzima akithi kunzima ngiyakukuzela abantu ukuthi abantu bakithi nesitila sasizamela ukusukuma ubuningi bethu siyovota ikhazama ukuthi silungisene ilizwe lakithi ngoba manje bukani manje siyachiswa njengezinyamaza kwamanye amazwe ngoba kunzima abasithandi ukusithanda so azame nanti bathi ukuthi sizame ukulungisa indawo yakithi mpela.
Igama lami ngumelusi wabongani wakwadube. Indaba engiyishoyo ngokushona kamfowethu u-Elvis kusazoba nzima zihlobo zami mina kusiya ngami ngani abantu siyabuyela ekhaya abalabantwana babaleke babuyela ekhaya indaba se-deep sloot besuke kuliyayidawo and ngokuhamba kwesikhathi vele le into izangena kuwo wonke amalokishi so abantu bethu ukuthi bathathe ezabo impahla bahambe mawusone chance noma ukhwe deep sloot noma usedebe noma ukuphi thumela impahla zakho ozibonayo ukuthi ungazisebenzisa ekhaya zihambe nawe usiyadinga imali ubusiyalandela siyakwazi isimo sibi kodwa uthanda ukuba lukhoni izihlobo zami mangisho nje ukuthi uzulu weZimbabwe wonke ukuza phephe ukuthi nje aphindele ekhaya ayahlala phansi ahlanganise amathamba ngqondo abeseyo ubona ukuthi angenza kanjani bangabe kuthule futhi ukuthi bafuna ukubuya back akunankinga indlela babe sebiyazi kodwa kwamanje kusazokuba kubi kusazokuba kubi asizameni izihlobo zami mawungabe unabantwana unempahla thatha nje usale nebhulukwe elilodwa.
Ibizo lami nguThembelihle Ndlovu. Ngithanda ukunibingelela ngokuzehlisa maZimbabwe amahle ngithi mina dudu kwabalahlekelwe izihlobo zonke zakonyathi kanye nabangani sithilala ngokuthula mfowethu ulale ngoxolo uNkulunkulu khona uzokugcinela ingane zakho ukugcinela umndeni wakho. Phinde ngithi mina kumaZimbabwe wonke nje jikelela khona kwelizweni leSouth Africa nasese nalabo abasezweni laseZimbabwe bengicela ukuthi sihlanganise namakhanda sibe bantu banye sincedisane ngalesimo esibhekane naso. Mina ngisingami ngumuntu olungele ukuze ekhaya ngilethwa ilendlela singakhona iSouth Africa sijikela umakhelwane ngibuye ngithi mina ezakhamizi zonke noma ngithi izizalwane zonke zaseZimbabwe isicele nginaso ningalwi nabantu ningalwi namunye waseSouth Africa
laba ngabadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kule South Africa. Siyagqiba kuhlelo lwanamhlanje, wothi sikhangele ezinye ebesilazo. imuli ka Elvis Nyathi obuleyo ngokukhandwa ngamatshe lokuchizwa kwele South Africa ithi amalungiselelo okungcwatshwa kwakhe eZimbabwe asekusibanga esiphezulu. Sebedlela evalweni abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala elukijini le Deep Sloot kwele South Africa. Umkhokeli webandla le Citizens Coalition for Change uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa wenza imihlangano labantu ezabelweni ezitshiyeneyo. Sikuqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje ngolivalelisayo ngokhiphi sidube.